I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Tropical Chevrolet Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show on AM 560, FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM, and the Radio.com app. Sponsored by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet. Here's Zach and the Nose.
We are back! That's right, folks! We are back on the air. COVID can't take a showdown, at least, but it's taking the NFL down little by little. But we're not going to let that affect us. Welcome to Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. I am Zach. And with that, I have to have a nose with me. And he's there on camera with me from the Nose Estates in Weston, Florida right now. I bring on the nose. Follow him on Twitter, at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E. Nose, welcome to week... What week are we in the NFL?
We made it to week 10. Double digits. Uh-oh, we made it.
We got it. We're
here. I really didn't know if we were going to get to double digits, but here we are, Zach.
Nose, nobody knew if we were going to get to double digits, including the NFL itself. They were worried. They have contingency plans in effect for a 16-team playoff, just in case. There will not be weeks 18 and 19 if something happens. They're just going to go, you know what? We're going to add a couple playoff teams. We're going to give you more playoff games, and that's it. Nose, I think we're in it for the long run now. That's why I'm smiling, and the only person that can see that is you and my dog. That's it.
The show will go on, and we are here for it, okay? Right. I'm very, very excited that we got to week 10. And if I do math on my hand, week 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, we have 5 more weeks until the money weeks, baby. Weeks 14 through 16, where champions are made. So
we're almost there, Nose. We did it. Hopefully your fantasy league and your team are doing well at this point. You're still in it. Not everyone is going to be in first place at this point, but if you're close, man, that's all that matters at this point. Get there. We have no time left, basically, in this fantasy season except for money time. It's right now. This is like the pre-playoffs, but it's really playoffs for a lot of teams trying to get there.
Oh, absolutely. We're at that point where, yeah, some teams, you may have not be listening right now because you just are not going to make the playoffs. You know, your teams that are, you know, 1-8, 2-7, they're struggling, obviously, but I hope you set your lineups, make your league fair, of course. But everybody else, you're alive right now. As long as you have a shot, you're alive. So I hope you listen to the show. I hope you get some good advice. I think we've been doing a pretty darn good job, Zach, so far. So I'm excited for today's show. I have a lot of good winners. I have a lot of good advice, in my opinion, and I look forward to giving it to you.
And we will get to all of that. We have so much to get to in the show, as we always do. We'll look back at the week that was. We got observations for that. Then we just kind of go over a couple of these things that we saw last week before we even get to the observations. We'll get to that in just a second. Nose candy, nose bleeds, the sniff test, the tight end pick of the week. I mean, oh, and the world-renowned, award-winning nose pick of the week. That is also coming up at the end of the show. We got so much to talk about. I'm excited. This is a good week. It's fun. We have Thursday Night Football. Daniel Day the Second. Do we have Thursday Night Football with us tonight, or is it on our sister station? I wasn't sure.
560 the Joe.
Okay, yes. There is Daniel Day. By the way, we found out something before the show that every time you hear Daniel Day, and I'm saying Daniel Day tonight because I'm feeling in a festive mood, Daniel Day does his updates and he does his he does everything here on both stations, basically, and he gets nervous before he goes on. We found that out right before the show tonight, so we will make sure to put him on the spot and plenty of times here during Zach on the Nose tonight, because once I find out about something, I like to itch to scratch as much as I can, and we found out Danny Day's got a little bit of an itch. We'll scratch it tonight. But we got, like I said, we have so much talk. I'm so excited because every week when we finish the show, I'm nervous about the next week's show because I'm worried about COVID. I'm worried about everything. And it's a serious thing. I'm not, you know, we're not joking around. It is serious. But we're here. We have Thursday Night Football after us. It hasn't been canceled. It hasn't been postponed. We have the Colts and the Titans. We have a very tasty game tonight. 6-2 Titans, 5-3 Colts. That's at 8:20 tonight on NFL Network and Fox. You will hear that here on 560 The Joe, like Dan Day just told you. Pre-game show before that. We got football. That's all that matters. We got so much to go over. I want to ask a couple things to the nose before we get started because each week before we even get to the observations, we kind of discuss a couple of the stars from the week before that could be in the observations, but why waste it in the observations? We could just talk about unbelievable performances from the week before. Knows, I'll let you kind of start off and give the word on the great players from last week. Some of them are the obvious guys, and then some of them are the, wow, this guy's really blowing up. But go ahead, Knows. I leave the table to you right now. Tell the people out there some of the amazing things we saw from last week.
Let's just say it right now. At the beginning of the year, there was a player that had a contract issue, okay? Adam Schefter tweets out, and when Adam Schefter tweets something out, it's like the Bible, right? It's the word. Right. And he scared so many fantasy owners right in the middle of the heart of when drafts were about this player. That's right, Dalvin Cook.
Wow.
He has been so amazing. He is leading almost all the backs by around 30 points. Again, give or take, your fantasy league has all different, you know, type of point systems. But on average, he has 30 more points than the next best player. Pure domination. And oh, by the way, that includes the game that he missed. So Dalvin Cook so far is the player to have. He is the standout. He had 45 points last week, backed up by another game before that where he had around 60. So if you had the cojones to draft Dalvin Cook in the first round, you are reaping those benefits like no other. So congratulations to him. I've always said it. I was definitely nervous about, you know, that contract dispute, but I always said he is Edgerrin James 2.0. I stand by it. When that guy's running and the defense is trying to stop him, I am flat out scared for the defense. Right. So, you know, obviously just one of those, you know, somebody out there is listening and saying, I got Dalvin Cook and you're smiling ear to ear right now. And that's one major standout. The next are two. And that is where the youth of the quarterback position, Zach, is coming to the forefront.
That's right.
Your boy, Kyler Murray. And Josh Allen went nuts on Sunday. Both of them averaged between 47 to 50 fantasy points. So, you know, it's really wonderful to see like the torches being passed on from the Breezes and the Bradys and the Big Bens to players like Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, and now Justin Herbert as well. So we're seeing that turnover, and I love that trend. The NFL is looking great with the future of the quarterback position. But the last standout that I really find to be the most intriguing of all of them is the very obvious Kelce, Toddy Kelce, Kansas City, by far the most dominant tight end in the league. He had 24 fantasy last week, but what really boggles my mind is that right now he has give or take 150 fantasy points, and the next best is Darren Waller at 88. Wow. Okay, I'm not good at math at all, but that's right. 68 fantasy between the first and the second. Yes, George Kittle got hurt, and he could have played in that game, but he got hurt, so he is not in that game. After Darren Waller, and we'll talk about it more, the next guy is TJ Hockenson. So we're going to really dive into it. The tight end has been really, really rough this year, and unless you had Kelce, you really have probably struggled to find a guy to get you consistent points week in and week out. And so the people who drafted Kelce are having a major advantage because the difference between him and the balance of the tight end position is astronomical.
Right.
So the last three, the big standouts were Dalvin Cook, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, and Todd Kelce.
Yeah. Travis Kelce, not Todd Kelce. You said that. Right.
I don't know if you have a friend named.
That's okay. I thought there was someone else that we were talking
there
about.
There is a brother Kelce named, what is it, Jason Kelce?
Yes, there's
I know his
center,
name, but
right, the center from He plays for the Eagles. So he had that crazy outfit on when they won the Super Bowl a couple years back. Yeah, and it's kind of the notable guys that we talked about, but really playing like stars and probably carrying your fantasy team at this point. If you do have a guy like Kyler Murray right now and you didn't draft a Mahomes or you didn't draft a Lamar Jackson early on and you waited out and you got Kyler, I mean, it is unbelievable watching him play. And like you said about Dalvin Cook, the same exact thing. Some of these guys really are stepping up. And the young guys, too, like you said, the young quarterbacks, it is unbelievable watching them as well. So there's a lot going on in fantasy right now. Kyler Murray, Thursday Night Football, they're doing the preview. Who's on right now? They're showing highlights of Kyler Murray. Of course, that's going to end up happening at this point. So we do have a lot to get to tonight. We'll take a quick break here. We have the text line that is wide open all night. You guys always drive our show here. We love that. Nose loves answering all of your questions. 305-567-0560. That's 305-567-0560. 0560. A couple texts already came in. We're going to get to all of those coming up here in the next segment. We'll take a break. This is Zach and the Notes Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. I'm Zach. That's the Nose. Dan Day back at our studios. We'll take a break. Back right after this. It's Zach of the Nose Fantasy Football Show. I got my light show going on in my house. A little light I use for my son. Nose is bouncing up and down. Dan Day is bouncing up and down. We're happy, folks. It's Thursday night. We got football. We got fantasy football to talk about. Everybody take a deep breath because we're okay. Right. We're okay right now. Everything is okay right now. That's all that matters. Zach of the Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. We got a lot more to go over. Let's get to a couple text messages real quickly here. Again, love this because people get the show and listen all the time. And one of my favorite names that I've ever seen given to the Nose is at the top of the text machine today. I will get to that text in just a second. Noses Malone, maybe my favorite like name that anyone's ever given you here on the show.
It's perfection.
Noses Malone is amazing. Like amazing. I love it. Anyways, let's get some text messages. 305-567-0560. We're starting with this one because it's Dolphins related. There's a quarterback in there. You know who I'm talking about. Someone texted in, Nose, should I start Teddy Bridgewater or Tua?
I can't believe I'm telling you this, but I want you to start Tua this week because I do not like Teddy Bridgewater's matchup versus Tampa. Tampa's definitely going to be a team we're going to talk about quite a bit on the show after the stinker of the 38-3 on Sunday Night Football, where Tom Brady completely embarrassed himself. But more than that, their defense was ranked like third overall going into that game. And now after one game got pushed back to 10th overall, they've been phenomenal all year. And now they're angry. And I think their anger is going to be taken out on Teddy Bridgewater. And flip that around, I think the Dolphins are going to be able to score on the Chargers at home. So, you know what? It's your opportunity. I'm sure you're going to be excited. Double up, Dolphins and Tua. Go with Tua over Teddy Bridgewater.
Wow, I like it. Our buddy from Hawaii has texted in as well. Sup, guys? I need two running backs, Fournette, Dobbins, or Josh Jacobs. First pick two of those. Fournette, Dobbins, or J.J. Josh Jacobs?
Yeah, we're going to definitely go with Josh Jacobs. He's a must-start every week. Not having the best season, but he gets the volume.
Oh, full and, PPR, too. It's in the second part of that text. I just want you to have that in your back of your head just in case that matters.
Important to know, but this isn't easy. Josh Jacobs and Leonard Fournette. Dobbins right now has been nothing short of a disappointment to me, even though he is a PPR type of player. Dobbins and Gus Edwards are going at New England, and I just simply don't trust any running back there. So go with Leonard Fournette, Josh Jacobs.
All right, and also pick one tight end, Tanyan or Dallas Joe Dirt. That's what I'm going to call him from now on.
That was very well done by you.
Right.
Joe Dirt!
Right.
You know what I'm talking about, Christopher Walken. I could just keep going on with the movies. Robert Tanyan came in with a little injury out of nowhere at practice today, and so therefore I don't trust him, and I do trust Goedert. Goedert's got an amazing matchup. I love Wentz this week. We'll obviously be talking about that. So, yeah, go with Goedert. going at New York. New York Giants defense is really not stopping anybody.
No, that's true. All right, Big Ben if he plays or Carson Wentz?
Oh, you just set me up. Carson Wentz, no doubt. I do like Big Ben at home versus Cincinnati, but he's not going to be practicing with the team all week, not even allowed to see the team all week. And if he does play, he's going to, just like Stafford last week, basically see them on the field on Sunday. Right. So Wentz also, again, we discussed, in a very important game for Philadelphia at New York. Hopefully he'll step up. I expect him to.
Same text message, flex full PPR, Duke Johnson or Devin, not Mike Singletary.
Because of Zach Moss and because David Johnson is out, Duke Johnson is expected to get literally the full load. So due to volume and it being a PPR league and he catches a lot of balls, I'm going to go with Duke Johnson.
All right. Aaron Rodgers or Big Ben? How about that one?
That's Aaron Rodgers all day and twice on Sunday.
That guy's having a hell of a season, Aaron Rodgers. Can you imagine if he had some wide receivers besides Devontae Adams to throw to?
I think Lazard's coming back this week. That's the rumor. And he's at home versus Jacksonville, who has a very poor pass defense. This is a match made in heaven and quite easy decision to go with Aaron Rodgers. A-A-Ron.
Duke Johnson or McKissick?
I'm going to go with Duke Johnson. McKissick has been the player catching the balls in the backfield there, but Antonio Gibson is back for the Washington Redskins. And so he's more now going to be pushing to a third down back situation. So I'm going to go with Duke Johnson again.
All right. One of our favorites, Vento, texting in. He is Noses Malone. He's the creator of Noses Malone. Yo, Noses Malone, give me the nose plug of the week and tell me who to plug in for Travis Kelce on his bye, looking for the highest floor to slum it between Jordan Reed and Irv Smith. Thank you. I'm noseworthy from our boy Vento.
If that's a Wayne's World, we're not worthy, we're not worthy, right. We're not worthy. This guy, Vento, with
his nose, is
literally going down the extreme path of what my childhood was. Wayne's World was my all-time favorite growing up. So you're looking for a home run, and I don't really believe any of those are a home run. Your best bet is that Irv Smith is getting the goal line and or, you know, the red zone looks. So I would go with Irv Smith over Jordan Reed. Jordan Reed proved last week he cannot be trusted there.
Right.
So if Irv Smith is your best bet, go with him. I would look, though, if you could try to get an Eric Ebron off of the waiver wires, if possible. That's the guy who I think will have a good game against Cincinnati.
All right, Vento had a third part to this one. Here's a nose stickler for you. Marquez Valdez, scantily clad, or Scotty the Shrimp Miller in a kilt playing Brady's bagpipe, and why? Pick one. God, Vento just up in his game today. And by the way, if you send in a text and you want to throw on a little nickname for yourself on there, we like that also. I see another one coming up soon. But Marquez Valdez scantily clad or Scotty the Shrimp Miller?
I mean, are we saying who's going to be better this week or who plays a better bagpipe if I had to guess? Because if I had to guess who plays a better bagpipe, that's Scotty Miller all day.
Right, Scotty the Shrimp, right.
You cannot start Scotty Miller in a fantasy league at all at this point. So Scantling actually could have a very good opportunity to catch one of those long touchdowns. So if that is a serious question, go with MVS.
All right, Mahomes on a bye week for me. I need a one quarterback, Tua or Wentz?
Wentz, no questions asked, move on.
Standard league, if Galladay don't play, Nelson Aguilar or Fulgham?
Yeah, no, I'm going with Folgy. I love Folgy. The theme here is that I do like Philadelphia Eagles to score a lot of points this weekend. Aguilar is a very hit or miss. He's getting those long touchdowns and making him somewhat valuable, but I do not trust him as much as Fulgham, who has become Carson Wentz's number one option.
Jake the Snake texts in, and Jake the Snake, you know what rule number one is in Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show? We don't talk about kickers, but I do see that you put Rodrigo Blankenship on there. He is the dude that played at Georgia with the glasses, right? That's him?
He was the only exception that we would talk about based on the fact that he wears glasses.
Right, so I don't care if he could have been Blankenship or it could have been Adam Vinatieri in 99. I'm still going with Rodrigo here. So I will just pass that part of the question up. But PPR league, Sterling Shepard, Chris Godwin for the flex. That's from
I understand why you're asking it, and that's a brutal question to be asking. I can't believe in week 10 we're asking, should I start Sterling Shepard or Chris Godwin? Because let me tell you, Chris Godwin is a star, right. And he hasn't been getting the fantasy points thus due to injury and right now a very crowded wide receiver core. But still, nonetheless, I would go with Chris Godwin, even if he has four fingers on one hand right now, over Sterling Shepard.
Right. Someone just said, did Nose just mention the name that shall be mentioned? Whispers Ebron. Yes, he did throw out an Ebron at you just before. So there you go. There's your answer to that text right there. Let's get into a couple of our observations here before we get to a couple more text messages. Load the text machine back up for us, 305-567-0560. Nose, I want to start. Forget about what else you saw last week, and let's start with Monday Night Football last week. Tampa Bay, New Orleans. This was a game that was Monday night, right? That wasn't Sunday night.
No, you corrected me once already this show. That would be Sunday night.
It was Sunday night.
Monday night was that Jets game.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I forgot all about that duty game on Monday night. Let's go back to Sunday night. This was like the game of like the week, the game of the month. Tampa Bay, New Orleans, Brady, Breeze. What a stinker that was, but it had a lot of fantasy implications all over this game. I'm talking a lot of players. What'd you see? What'd you observe from this game? Tell me what you saw from Sunday Night Football.
I saw many fantasy owners getting, let me just give you a little picture of what my day was, night was like. I had players all over the place. I had to root for players to have big games, and I had to root for players to do nothing. So I decided to pour myself a nice Jack Daniel, sit down on the couch, excited for this amazing, what I thought would be game between Breeze and Brady. And we all saw it. It was one of the worst games the GOAT has ever had in his career. Tom Brady with 209 yards and three interceptions. That nets you about two fantasy points, Zach. What we saw was what we want to discuss is let's talk about the Tampa Bay offense, okay? Because it's a real fantasy conundrum, if you would. You have Tom Brady last week with 209 yards and three interceptions. You have Ronald Jones, who's named the starter, who rushed for 9 yards. You have Leonard Fournette, the guy who's all over him, rushed for exactly 0 yards, but had six catches for 41 yards in the air. Pretty, you know, so okay, 10 points for a PPR league for Fournette, still not great. You had Evans, who's a stud, 64 yards only. You had Godwin, super stud, 41 yards. Antonio Brown, arguably one of the 10 best, some say top five receivers of all time, 31 yards. And the biggest stinker of the night was Gronk.
Oh.
One catch for 2 yards.
Right.
So what I'm learning here is that if you are going to start any type of Bucs offensive player, you need to know that it may be your guy. It may not be your guy's night. And that's just the risk you are going in right now. There's too many players who have to get the ball. And there's too many players that are supposed to have these great fantasy stats. And it's just not going to happen every week. Now, the good news is that won't happen again. Okay. Tom Brady's going to come back this week at Carolina and he's going to at least throw 3 touchdowns, right?
So
he is. I'm telling you right now, Tom Brady, don't fear him. Put him back in your lineup if he's your starter. That's just playing the odds. It's not going to happen again. But just be cautious because, you know, if you have Ronald Jones, I don't think you should be starting him. Okay. I think Leonard Fournette's the guy right now that if you needed to start a running back there, it's him. But people are going to have Mike Evans in stardom, Chris Godwin in stardom, and Antonio Brown. And now he's becoming a guy that is, with bye weeks and injuries, a guy that you have to start. Just start them knowing that it might not be their night and there's nothing you could do about it.
Right,
and the same goes for Gronk because, you know, Gronk was targeted very few times. One catch for 2 yards. He had some really good weeks before that. A lot of people needed like 5 to 6 points, maybe even 2 to 3 points out of Gronk
just to
win their fantasy league. Let me tell you, millions of people did across the country and how many millions of leagues there are, and he could not get it done.
Crazy.
What a weird, weird game. And this, on the other side of it, the Saints just flexed their muscles. They only needed to play a half a game, and that Taysom Hill is some special player to watch just from an entertainment value. So that's what you do. Start your Bucks with caution and just know that it could be one of your guys could get a stinker. There's nothing you really could do about it.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly. I mean, there's nothing else you could really worry about there. There were so many guys in that game. You just have to keep playing your games. What was it? Stick to your guns, man. Like earlier in the season, Don't jump off yet. Just relax and just take it through. I know that we're getting into crazy time in the fantasy football because you're worried about the playoffs and you're worried about getting in and you're checking the waiver wire and you might have a guy injured. You might have a guy in COVID-19. You never know what's going to end up happening. A couple Dolphin guys today got put on that list too on the defensive end. So you don't know exactly what's going to happen there as well. We have a couple more text messages just flew in here before we get a break. I will get to them right now. Need one full PPR, Christian Kirk or T. Higgins?
Ooh. Hard to go away from Christian Kirk right now because that's just the hottest offense, and he's a part of that offense right now. DeAndre Hopkins is clearly getting double-teamed, and Christian Kirk is the player that is taking advantage of that. Although we see T. Higgins is having a very nice season so far, I recommend Christian Kirk at home. No weather problems against the Buffalo defense, where their best defensive player, Tre'Davious White, looks to be questionable, leaning towards out. So it should be a really nice festivus again for Kyler Murray.
Someone said, need your advice. Do I drop Dobbins in a 12-man league? I've got Henry, I've got Chubb, I've got Hunt, and I got Melvin Gordon plus Dobbins. Too much running back there, and you could drop Dobbins and get somebody. What do you do here? Because I know that we're either close to the trade deadline in most leagues or getting right there. No, mine, I think, is the end of this week.
Yeah, I don't see Dobbins out of nowhere becoming just that amazing player. I thought the world of him at Ohio State. I still think he's a great little player, but right now they are a three running back system because Mark Ingram is coming back, whether it's this week or next. And it looks like it's not going to be this week. It'll be next week. But nonetheless, if you're trying to make the playoffs, you don't want to be starting Dobbins where he is essentially just going to be the third down back.
Right,
so
right.
Based on how good your running backs are, and oh, they are good, you can feel free to drop him. I have no problem with it. With, you know, that kind of swag, if you would, at running back position, Dobbins won't find his way in the lineup.
Someone said, do I drop Andrews or can I start Logan Thomas or Geno Smith over him? Wow.
Fair question, because Andrews has just went missing, literally has gone missing. But no, Andrews is still one of the best tight ends in the league, and you have to stick with him through thick or through thin, because the moment you drop Andrews is the minute that he has a monster game. So Sunday Night Football this week, start him, enjoy him. Hopefully he'll have a better game. I expect him to.
All right. 305-567-0560 is the text line if you want to jump in here. We have a couple more here before we go to break. Big Ben, Teddy Bridgewater, or Baker Mayfield this week?
If Big Ben is off COVID, and we've discussed him earlier, he is still your best bet at home versus Cincinnati. That's a weak defense. I like him over Teddy and Baker.
Okay, let's see what else we have here. Logan Thomas or Richard Rodgers? Wow.
Dick Rodgers is right now backing up at this point Dallas Goedert. So Logan Thomas is your best option. Alex Smith will throw or look to throw to the tight end more than, I would say that Kyle Allen did before he got injured. So I would give Logan Thomas a shot over Dick Rodgers.
All right, here's one. Melvin Gordon, Chase Edmonds, Daryl Henderson, PPR pick two of the three guys there. Chase, Daryl Henderson, Melvin Gordon.
Keep an eye on Kenyon Drake because he looks like he may come back. But nonetheless, I'm going with Chase Edmonds and Daryl Henderson. Daryl Henderson had a full practice today. He is back in the starting lineup, which then, you know, if you're thinking about starting Malcolm Brown, that is something that I would look other way, because right now Daryl Henderson seems to be the guy there. So I would go with Chase Edmonds and Daryl Henderson.
All right, 305-567-0560 is the text line. A lot still to go here on the show. We haven't even done Nose Candy or the Nosebleeds yet from last week. We'll do that here in the next segment with your text messages. We have the sniff test. We have more observations, the tight end pick of the week, and the nose pick of the week coming up here before we end at 8 o'clock. We have the pregame after us, and then it heads to Thursday Night Football where the Colts and the Titans will take over after that. All right, let's take a break here. This is Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. We'll take a break. We're back right after this. This song is dedicated to the two people I'm facing in fantasy this week. That's right. You'll both be nameless on the show, but I'm coming for you. First place in both my leagues, Nose. How about that? Not bad, right?
Yes. It makes me very, very happy.
I'm sure it does. 7-2 in both of my fantasy leagues, my big leagues. I guess you could say. I can imagine I'm in a couple other ones that I'm not paying attention to. But in both big money leagues, first place. Take that, folks.
If right. you have a show called Zach and the Nose Fantasy Radio Show,
right,
it's
right.
darn expected that you are in first place in both your leagues.
And I'm there, folks. I am there. Thank you for listening. As always, this is Zach and the Nose's Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shore. Special shout out to Danny, the GM over there at Tropical Chevrolet. Go over to Tropical Chevrolet in beautiful Miami Shores. Tell them that Zach and the Nose sent you, and you will get a great deal on a car, truck, whatever they got there in that dealership. You will drive off with a great car. Hopefully a brand new, that nice smelling brand new car. I love that new car smell. I know you did. Nose is driving a Tropical Chevrolet Tahoe around at this point. And another special shout out to the king and queen of Tropical Chevrolet, Ari and Erica, where we have a spicy hot contest for wings coming up soon with me and the queen. I believe I'm going to have to throw that one, right? Because they're a big sponsor of the show.
No. I think you're going to get blasted now. I've changed my mind.
Wow.
I watched her personally just down wasabi for fun to prove to me that right. she could take you out.
No, that's fine, except I don't get no, wings don't come with wasabi on them, so I'm not really worried about that.
Oh, God, you do if not were, back down.
If there were wasabi wings, then maybe I would think twice about it. But when I eat wings with ghost and pepper and voodoo and all those words in there, I'm not really scared of sitting next to me eating them. I'm just going to eat them my own way. That's it.
Well, we're going to make this happen, because we will.
It was kind of scary when she sent the picture of her taking a spoonful of wasabi, and I got to see that. Little intimidating, not going to lie, but guess what? Not worried. Not
okay.
really worried. Not really
All
worried.
Right.
Unless something happens with a sponsorship, then I'm going to throw the contest. You know, you're going to do the Digstown thing on me, put the thumbs down, and it's all over
no,
at that point there.
We can end okay. the show for all I care. You do not throw anything. Okay.
That's fine.
You're a
all
man.
Right.
All right. You're all 40. Right. Let's go.
All right. Let's go. I am a man. I'm a little over 40 at this point. Let's get to the nose candy and the nosebleeds from last week. I'd like to see when the nose candy list is longer than the nosebleeds. Once again, it is. So let's start with that. Beat that chest. That's right. You hear nose in the background beating his chest. Let's go to week 9 and give me some of that nose candy.
Nose candy.
Ah, yes. Nose well candy. Well it was a candy-licious type of week for me on week 9. All right, let's get into it. I said that Josh Allen was my DFS quarterback in the week and a must-start in all fantasy leagues, and I didn't want to hear anything about it. Well, 415 yards in the air with 4 touchdowns. And yeah, let's add another rushing touchdown. Let me tell you something. I didn't think it would be that good, okay? But it was darn good. I also said I loved Big Ben last week, and he didn't fail me with 306 yards and 3 touchdowns. My favorite call of all last week was I went big on Jerry Jeudy out of nowhere.
You did. That's
Alabama
right.
star. And oh, did he pass the sniff test with 7 catches, 125 yards, and a touchdown, making that some smoky smooth nose candy right there. Fan of the show, friend of the show, however you want to say it. Scary Terry was wonderful, recommended
Damn
right. him. 7 catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. Even Marvin Jones got himself 43 yards and a touchdown, which made for a very solid flex play. On the other side of it, I said to bench players who stink, and I said to bench players like Ronald Jones. And yeah, as we discussed earlier, Ronald Jones had a total of 9 yards. And why not, last but not least, the nose pick of the week was a huge success with James
right.
Robinson, 99 yards and a touchdown. Not too shabby.
No, so Jimmy did well for you last week.
Oh, was Jimmy good. Was you wonderful. Was
right.
He actually didn't do anything in the fourth quarter. I was sitting on 99 yards and a touchdown for
right.
a very long time. But
right.
overall, can't complain about that kind of game.
All right, good list of nose candy from week 9. The nosebleed list is short. I like that. So let's get to it. The week 9 nosebleeds.
Uh-oh, nosebleed.
I recommended Jimmy Connors, and I did not get the tennis player. I got the football player with only 22 yards on the ground. That's my bad.
Uh-huh.
I recommended Zach Moss, who actually did get a touchdown, but 18 yards on the ground. Not great. I sent to bench Tua, and Tua was Tua.
Wow, so, right? Not bad, right?
Tua had a nice game. We all watched it on a national level. Dolphin fans, you should be ecstatic. It was a wonderfully entertaining game, and you guys got ahead of it. And he had a great game. But the biggest nosebleed of all was the tight end of the week. Zach, I'm shaking my head. Feel
I
terrible.
Me too. I know.
Yeah, I recommended Gronk. I did. National stage.
Stinker.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
One catch for 2 yards. But the only good news that I can say is that there are no tight ends that are performing right now. Like none. It's brutal to call out a tight end right now, but we're going to do it again later tonight. But that was it. Those were my nosebleeds.
Well done. That's not a bad list, man. Short list of nosebleeds. That's all that matters. Now, listen, I want to get into the observations, but we did have a text that came in earlier. I just want to get to it real quick because we're going to talk about trades right now. Someone said, I'm 2-7, blah. Well done there. In a keeper league, my trade deadline is this Saturday. Who are some players I should target when I sell my team off? First round picks can't be kept and everyone moves up 2 rounds next year, max of 3 keepers. Thanks. That's a without having a lot of names in there, kind of a pretty like broad question, but knows do you have any advice at that point?
Well, first off, I want to applaud that person for asking such a well-written text, because this is exactly what you should be thinking. If you're in a keeper league and you're losing, the worst thing you could do is sit on your team and not be active before your trade deadline, because what's going to happen is when it's exciting times in August and you're about to look at your team and you see that you don't have keepers or exciting keepers because you didn't do anything,
right.
Nothing worse. So thank you, Texter, for being proactive, and I have answers for you. First, let's just go by position, because every league is different and I'm not going to go guess what type of league you're in. But Justin Herbert is a wonderful option, okay? It looks like he is a keeper. He is here to stay, and he probably was a pickup in your league. Josh Allen probably wasn't drafted in the first 5 to 6 rounds of your league, and he is a star. Same for Kyler Murray. So for those three quarterbacks in general, I really like in terms of keepers. For the running back position, obviously the stars really do rise to the top, but James Robinson is right now a player that looks to be a rising stud in the league. He was probably drafted very late or a pickup in your league. And James Robinson is a player that I would target. In terms of the running back position, it gets very bleak after that. But I do believe that Antonio Gibson does have a nice future in the league. So that's another running back I'd look into. But I really wanted to get into it where the wide receiver position has some stars, and the biggest star is DK Metcalf, because DK Metcalf was probably drafted anywhere between round, 4 to 7, maybe 4 to 8 in your league. You're going to have to look at your draft results. That's the player I go all in for. He's a star. He's number 2 in all fantasy leagues right now, or number 1. Tyreek Hill and Devontae Adams are right there, but DK Metcalf is a go-to star, no question about it. I also like Stephon Diggs right now as a possible keeper. He was drafted much later than his value is. And Stephon Diggs right now has an amazing rapport with Josh Allen, and those two are not going anywhere. So just those are the players that I would recommend to go after in a keeper league. Don't worry about who you're trading. Just make sure you have 3 really good keepers on your team, and then sell off everybody and maybe make your team. Again, I don't know how your league works, but if you're in many leagues, if you are the worst in the standings, you'll have the first pick next year. So make your team as bad as possible, but have three stars. And that's the advice I give you.
Right, that's good right there. So it is trade season right now. A lot of guys have their trade deadlines either coming up this weekend or a couple days after that. So any advice for guys, if you're I'm in first place in both my leagues, and I know I could upgrade a couple positions if I wanted to, and I have some good depth. Oh, here's my son. How you doing, buddy? What do you do at this point if you're in that position? Like if you're either in a sell-off position like that guy was in the text, or if you're in kind of a I'm loaded, I'm in first place or second place or third in my league, I'm going to make the playoffs or get there pretty quickly. What kind of advice do you have for those type of teams?
Well, I'm trade crazy, Zach, okay? I never rest on my laurels. Until deadline is up, I am always trying to improve my team. So what I recommend for teams that are very cleanly in the top, let's just say 3, you're making the week 14 through 16 run. You know you're making the playoffs. Well, if you have depth because of how you drafted, being active on the waiver wires, I would trade off some of my depth if I was in first place and go after a Michael Thomas or even a Christian McCaffrey. I bet you could get those two players right now way cheaper than they Well, then they were week right. one of the season. Right. Let's just say right. that. Those are, you know, McCaffrey was the number one player overall, and Michael Thomas was about the seventh or eighth player overall and the number one wide receiver. The people or the owners who have them, they might be out of it, or but if they're still fighting to get into it, I would bring them a very respectable package. And don't try to, no one's going to accept a cheap offer if you just throw out your bench players. It's not going to happen. You have to be right. a little aggressive and give a little value. But if you have the depth and you put a Christian McCaffrey on, you saw how he did last week, okay? I know right. he got hurt,
right.
and I know he's going to be out for this week, which has got to be frustrating. But if you add one of those two guys to your team, knowing you're going to make the playoffs, you're just going to be so diesel in the playoffs, and you're going to make that run and win that championship. So that's what I recommend for teams that are towards the top. Now, teams that have Michael Thomas or Christian McCaffrey, on the flip side of it, if you're trying to make that last, you know, sixth, if you're six teams make it and you're trying to make that last position, but your team right now has real stinkers in the lineup. If you have a Darius Slayton in your lineup right now,
right, right.
that's not going to get it done, okay? Maybe trade Christian McCaffrey or Michael Thomas and maximize. Go to the first place teams and offer them a trade that makes sense for both. Make trades that make sense for both. That's what a good salesperson and a good person that does trades. So that's the advice. Go for that big star. If you're in first or second place, trade out some of that depth. Or if you're trying to make that last roster spot, trade your star that's not doing anything right now. Right. Fill out your lineup and try to win. And that's what my advice is, brother.
I like it. Yeah, we are in the middle of the, or the end almost of trading season here for fantasy football. So get on that now if you're close. There's some good advice given right there, whether you're in some sort of dynasty or keeper league or just normal standard league, and you just want to kind of upgrade that team or sell and see if you could sneak in somehow by selling one of your top, your players and getting a couple more in return there, a little depth for your team as well. All right, hour number one in the books, 305-567-0560 is the text line. We are loaded with text messages, so we're going to come back and get to all those at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Still a lot to get to, including the sniff test. We got more observations to go over, the tight end pick of the week, and the nose pick of the week as well. But your text messages will run the rest of the show, the last hour before we get to Thursday Night Football tonight, and some questions about that too. Some fantasy implications all over Thursday Night Football. We'll get to those as well in the observations. That's the nose. Dan Day is back at the studios for us. I am Zach. This is Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.